Well, good morning. It is 8:41. This is 97.9 The Hill, and as we always do on Tuesday, it is time to present Adopt-A-Pet. Each week, we meet a different dog or cat looking for their forever home. Adopt-A-Pet is made possible by Houndswood Village of Durham, a brand-new townhome community that has taken pet-friendly to another level. And today, we have with us Katie Poitras, and she is, of course, a representative of Cattails Cafe. First of all, Katie, glad to have you with us again this morning.
Thanks so much for having me.
Katie, take a moment, if you would, before we get to today's pet, and tell everybody what Cattails Cafe is all about.
Oh, great. Yeah, Cattails Cat Cafe is a really unique business in Chapel Hill where we have a two-story lounge-type environment along with 12 adoptable cats. So the cats just hang out and people book reservations. It's a great place to come meet a cat if you're interested in adopting a pet. But it's also an awesome place if you're someone who can't have pets or you have a family member who's allergic and you just really need a kitty fix.
Now, how long has Cattails Cafe been open and how many cats have you managed to adopt?
We opened last year on Valentine's Day, which is really appropriate. We did close for a couple months due to COVID, but we reopened at the beginning of July and have been able to do lots of adoptions throughout the years, and especially during COVID, which has been really fun and really rewarding. We are almost at 170.
Hmm? Wow.
Sorry, we're almost at 180.
My goodness. Well, another 10 got adopted while we were talking there.
It's been crazy. I can't believe that many cats have come and gone, and we've gotten to know all of them so well, and we're crazy about all of them, and it's been a really fun experience.
I've had a couple of people ask me, where do these cats at Cattails Cafe, where do they come from? Explain that, if you would.
Yeah, so we have a shelter partner. It's called the Goat House Refuge. I know you're very familiar with them.
Mm-hmm.
And we work closely with them. All of our cats come from the Goat House, and we have a great relationship with them, and it's an ongoing conversation in terms of who's getting adopted, and that helps us decide who to bring next. And we try to keep a variety of ages and colors and boys and girls. And I basically say that what we have at Cattails is a sampler platter of what they have out at the Goat House.
How many do you have there at one time?
We have 12 in the cat room.
Mm-hmm.
At all times. And then sometimes we'll have a cat or two in our back office. Maybe one who, for whatever reason, doesn't love the environment of the cat room, but, you know, obviously deserves a chance at finding a forever family. And so it allows us to sometimes keep some sort of special cat back there, like our Gabriel.
Yeah. Tell us about Gabriel, this week's pet that's up for adoption.
Yes. Well, you'll see he's a gorgeous, gorgeous black cat. He's 5.5. He's got seriously the softest fur you've ever touched. I don't know what it is, but he has the most amazing coat. And he's a really special guy. He's really friendly, loves attention, does great with other cats, but just gets a little overwhelmed when he's in the cat room with all the extra activity. So he's one of our office managers.
Mm-hmm. So he's pretty efficient in the office, huh?
Yeah, that's right.
If somebody wants to find out more about Cattails Cafe, how easy is it to arrange a visit? And tell us about your website.
Great. So to come and visit the kitties, the best thing to do is make a reservation on our website. These days with COVID, we're definitely encouraging people to go ahead and make a reservation because we are taking a limit of 6 people per hour. So we used to take up to 10, but we're scaling that back so that everyone has plenty of space when they're visiting the kitties. So it's actually a really great time to come visit the cats because you have more cats all to yourself. But,
mm-hmm.
So you'll go to our website, which is cattoolscatcafe.com, and it's super easy to make a reservation. You're able to see exactly what times we offer, how full they are, and it helps you make a plan.
CattailsCatCafe.com, right?
That's right.
All right. Well, Katie, listen, I appreciate you being with us as always, and we're going to put some pictures of Gabriel on our website at chapelboro.com, and also on social media today, and get him adopted, because he looks like he's a really special cat. I wish I could be in the same room with him, but this is kind of a virtual visit today. And a lot of folks need to come to Cat Tales Cat Cafe and get a kitty fix.
That's right. Well, thank you very much for the opportunity, and I hope Gabriel's perfect person is out there.
Yep, I'm sure they are. Thank you so much, Katie, and have a great day. Thank you very much for all you do.
Thank you.
That is Katie Poitras of Cat Tales Cat Cafe, and you can learn more about Gabriel by visiting the on-demand section a little later today on chapelboro.com. We'll have more information on him and some photographs and all that kind of thing. Thank you once again to Houndswood Village for making Adopt-A-Pet possible. The team at Houndswood Village knows it can be rough to find the right place for you and your pet. Their townhomes in Durham are brand new. They've taken every step to be sure you and your furry family members have a great place to call home. Visit online at houndswoodvillage.com to find out more.